Welcome to Radio Collage. Based on the popular live collage performances, Radio Collage is an audio sampler featuring back-to-back performances by Interlochen Arts Academy students from several arts areas.
I'm Henry Solomon. I am a four-year senior saxophone major. I'm from San Francisco, California. Our director, Mr. Sears, he always just picks the greatest charts. This one is a chart that was played by the Basie Band. The beginning is actually kind of funny because it's really quiet and subdued, and it's just trio with the piano playing really sparsely, as Count Basie did. And then the whole band, like fortissimo, comes in and plays two notes, and it shoots you back in your chair and wakes you up a little. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Haley Robinson. I'm a postgrad at Interlochen Arts Academy, and this is a monologue from Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Juliet is waiting for Romeo on their wedding night. Gallop apace, you fiery-footed steeds, towards Phoebus' lodging. Such a wagoner as Phaeton would whip you to the west and bring in cloudy night immediately. Spread thy close curtain, love, performing night, that runway's eyes may wink and Romeo leap to these arms untalked of and unseen. Lovers can see to do their amorous rites by their own beauties. Or if love be blind, it best agrees with night. Oh, come, civil night, thou sober-suited matron all in black, and learn me how to lose a winning match played for a pair of stainless maidenhoods. Hood my unmanned blood baiting in my cheeks with thy black mantle, till strange love grow bold, think true love acted simple modesty. Oh, come, night, come, Romeo. Come, thou day and night, for thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow upon a raven's back. Oh, come, night, come, gentle, loving, black-browed night, give me my Romeo! And when he shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he shall make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with the night and pay no worship to the garish sun. Oh, I have but a mansion of a love and not possessed it, and though I am sold, not yet enjoyed. So tedious is this day, as is a night before some festival to an impatient child that hath new robes but may not wear them.
I'm Matthew Fiegel. I'm a first-year Interlochen junior. I played Jadot by Maurice Ravel. Translated, it means water games or the fountain, and the piece just shows the different colors and textures of water.
Thank you. You're listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlaken Arts Academy. Next, it's Capriccio Arabe, written by Francisco Tarega, performed by guitarist Mackenzie Mendez.
My name is Aaliyah Oltan. I'm a junior at the Interlaken Arts Academy. This piece, WJE, is titled For a Friend, an Old Friend of Mine That I Met Here. We were separated for 3 months during the summertime. And there I was in the middle of Vermont for a music festival. There was no internet, no phone. The only way of communicating was through the beautiful art form of writing letters. And it's what kept me going. It's what interrupted long, endless, lonely days. You can hear it throughout the piece, the running triplets that interrupt static harmony, stillness. It represents my running towards the mailroom, that longing to see that letter with those letters on it and read about stories happening on the other side. I like to think of this piece as a documentation of a time in my life that wouldn't necessarily be properly expressed through words.
Thank you. You're listening to Radio Collage. The comparative arts major is designed for students who want to pursue in-depth, self-directed study of multiple disciplines. Through hands-on projects, academic work, and exploration in the arts, comparative arts students cultivate methods of research, critical thinking, communication, and collaborative skills. This example is an audio project titled Vox Pop, produced by Elena Veroshekina and John Baird.
When you think about love, what's the first person or like thing which comes to your mind?
Wow.
Probably my family.
Oh my gosh, I feel butterflies, you know? I feel really happy.
It's someone who's caring, who is genuine.
Love is action.
It's almost bliss.
Warm, and I feel cared for, and I know I'm safe.
And then really sad, because like I know this is not gonna happen, so I feel really sad and...
cliche, but it is a warm and fuzzy feeling inside.
Love is respect and caring and placing others' well-being ahead of some of our needs and cares.
You're listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlaken Arts Academy. Next, it's Sage Diagro Roop.
This is at the very end of the opera, and it's what is normally known as Emily's final monologue, and she's actually dead when she's singing this. She's been watching her life, and it hurts her too much to watch, and so she begins by saying, "Take me back up the hill, take me back to my grave." So she's saying, it's too hard for me to watch my loved ones and my family, and I don't want to see it anymore. And then she changes her mind. She says, "Wait, one last look. Let me see all this one last time." It's a beautiful aria.
Goodbye to all.
anybody ever realize in life while they live it? Every minute of it, every moment of it. Oh, Eric, you are too magical for anyone to know your miracle.
My name is Alexi Witzel. I'm from Longmont, Colorado. The next piece you're about to listen to is called The Gypsy Baron by Strauss, played by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra under the baton of Dr. Carolyn Watson. This piece was part of our first full program of the year, and so it was a little bit nerve-wracking at first, but I think we really pulled it together in the end, and it was exciting. And I hope that that excitement comes across in the recording that you're about to listen to.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlochen Arts Academy.
My name is Sojourner Ahebe. I go to Interlochen Arts Academy, and I'm a senior here. The poem that I'm going to share with you today is entitled Newton's First Law of Motion. It was inspired by two things, the first being my physics class, in which I had to do a phys-R project, which involves incorporating some type of arts element into a physics concept. So I was really intrigued by Newton's three laws of motion, so I wrote a series of poems about them. And this poem is specifically about his first law, which states an object at rest stays in rest, or an object in motion stays in motion unless affected by some other outside force. And also, while I was writing this series, a boy was in my hometown of Philadelphia was shot on a baseball field. So I was kind of shocked that this type of violence had happened so close to my home. This was a poem in response to that. Newton's First Law of Motion. I've always wondered what became of the roses you planted by my bedroom window. Papa, I've wondered if they're still there, lulling some other little girl to sleep in that Ivorian humidity, or if the salamanders have taken to eating the petals because they mistook them for love. Because war does crazy things. Yesterday, a boy was shot on the baseball field, with the earth breathing under him as a way to soak up all the blood. The boy had been running a solid 10 miles per hour. He'd been running for home. Papa, these other boys have baseball and diamond-shaped plates that tell them where home is. You never left me a map. But the boy who'd been shot was a sort of constant velocity, with his sneakers pounding against the dirt floor, eliminating all the static friction in the world. Yeah, he was a velocity all right. Newton told me in a dream that the difference between speed and velocity is that velocity knows what direction it's going. Speed is someone who hasn't found God yet. But as this boy lay on the tongues of the grass, he was forced to find God. He was forced into a stupor of uniform motion. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Newton, Newton, we all fall down. When did bullets become external forces? I heard about the dead boy on the baseball field while listening to the radio. I wish I could bring him my father's roses at his funeral. Maybe he'd find consolation in the scent. After all, we were two people who never made it home. I wish Newton would stop talking to me in my sleep. I don't care for your laws, Isaac. I just want to eat roses and play baseball 100 times over. Newton, you should have let him keep his velocity, because that would have meant he'd be breathing. Papa, 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 the flowers won't grow. They're stuck in some state of rest.
You're listening to Radio Collage. Here's Lauren Jones performing her original song, Rain.
Nostalgic man. like this, the way your eyes make me forget everything that I should miss. Nights grow
My name's Indigo Fisher, and I'm a junior at the Interlochen Arts Academy. I play the flute and the piccolo in the band. The piece, Apollo Unleashed, is actually the fourth and final movement of Frank Ticelli's Symphony No. 2 for band. When I first started rehearsing this piece with the band, I thought it was just a stereotypical band piece, fast, flashy, and filled with compound meter. When we started our first rehearsal, the piece really began a transformation in my eyes. It transformed from the stereotypical band piece to a piece filled with nuances and layers of instrumentation that I wasn't even aware of on the first rehearsal. I really learned how my part fit in as a whole, how I was just one of the puzzle pieces of many. It began a transformation, and by the end of it, I had realized how to communicate with the rest of my peers in a very musical way. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andrew Grossman. I am a senior from Miami, Florida. This piece, Blue Ranawala Turk, written by Dave Brubeck, is arranged by Chris Cockrell, and it creatively takes a percussion ensemble and makes it sound like a big band.
You've been listening to Radio Collage, an audio sampler of performances by Interlochen Arts Academy students. Production assistance came from Ryan Apathy,
Katie Larson,
Scott Kennedy,
and Daniela Sanchez.
This is Classical IPR.